Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 93. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend so far. We've got a great Tech It Out show planned for you this hour. We'll learn about what's new with apps like Fam Club and Verbo. Asus will tell us about new gaming laptops under its ROG brand. And LG will stop by to talk with us about its latest G8 ThinkQ smartphone. All right, let's start the show. Rather than smartphones in everyone's hands, replacing the family time that we experienced in a pre-digital world, what if there was an app that encouraged family togetherness and rewards you for it? It does exist, and it's called Fam Club. It's now available for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Joining us on the line to explain what it is and how it works, we've got Jason Bailey with us. He not only conceived the idea, but is the CEO of Fam Club. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here.
It's been said good technology solves the problem. So before we talk about what Fam Club is all about, why did you come up with this idea? Was it something that you experienced as a busy father of two, perhaps?
That's exactly why. I have two teenage children who live on their phones, and I've found that just the older they get and the busier I get, it's incredibly hard to figure out how to make time for each other. You know, we still see each other every day and we talk about their day, but it's just been incredibly hard to, you know, to get them involved and, you know, to make sure I stay involved. I've also found that, you know, as a parent, and I'm sure others feel this way, that, you know, we sort of dictate to the kids how the household has to run. And I wanted to give my kids the feeling that, you know, they had a say in the household in some way. And I think Fam Club sort of delivers on all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think many of our listeners can relate to these dilemmas, let's call them. And I, too, am a father of three teenagers who have a phone in their hand all the time. But sometimes mom and dad are just as guilty as well, right?
That's right.
All right. So tell us, what's Fam Club all about?
So Fam Club is, well, it's an app, as you mentioned, on iOS, Android, iPads, on, you know, tablets, and online, that allows families to set goals for each other. We don't like to call them chores, but it, for sake of purpose here in the interview, we'll talk about, you know, their chores, right? Tell your kids, you've got to make your bed every day, you've got to do your homework every night, you've got to walk the dog or sweep the front porch. And so you set these goals for your kids. The kids are allowed to set goals, or a goal at least, for mom or dad. You know, play ball with me, or help me with my homework once a week, or, you know, I really wish you'd go running. You know, I want you to lose weight and be healthy, mom or dad. And so the kids get to set those goals. So now they feel like they have a voice in the family. And then we ask everybody to set a goal together. So family bike ride, or a family movie night, or, you know, take a walk together as a family. And then throughout the month, as everybody completes their goals, everybody gets their own way to check them off. And Fam Club tracks everybody's individual progress, but then tracks the family progress as a group. And once that group progress hits 100%, there's a monthly box subscription service that is also part of the subscription plan. And so you get a box every month, and that box has age-appropriate toys or gadgets for the kids. It's got something for mom and dad, and then it's got something that the family gets to do together. Could be as simple as, you know, a board game or something to spend when you do family movie night and stuff. So, you know, it's an app that really, you know, aims to use household chores and activities to bring families together.
Oh, interesting, because I know there are many other family organizer apps, like a digital version of the big corkboard in the kitchen with the paper calendar mm-hmm. on it, right? So it sounds like what separates Fam Club from the rest of them is the goal and the reward system. Now, some, Jason, may say it's kind of a sad state of affairs when we need to reward family time, as it should be rewarding enough. So what's your take on that? It sounds like it's more about individual goals as well, not just as a family, but hey, dad, you know, you're getting a bit of a dad bod. You should exercise a bit more. So it's not just self-serving. It could be a goal for a loved one.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, look, to get to your first point, I'm with you. You know, I mean, I've been a dad now for 17 years. It kills me that we sort of have to do this kind of thing. But, you know, the saying is if you can't beat them, join them, right? So why not find a way to use technology to bring families together? And, yeah, it's not always about, you know, make your bed or, you know, do the things that kids hate to do by, you know, setting family goal time or setting something up that mom and dad have to do for the kids. It just makes everybody in the family have a voice. And, it, you know, it forces them to sort of work together to accomplish this. And there's, you know, multiple levels of subscription. I mean, the app is completely free. You can use the app free of, you know, there's ads in it, but it's totally free of charge. There's also a version that's like 99 cents and you can track allowance. So maybe you just want to track your kids' progress and pay them their allowance each month. And you can do that. Or the box subscription. In that case, you know, you pay for this box to come every month. It amounts to, you know, as little as like $6 a week for two kids. So you're paying your kids $3 a week for, you know, allowance. And so you work together to get this reward. And no matter which version of the app you use, the app is constantly pushing you to work together, to grow together, you know, to play together and do things together. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing. So free or not, you know, I think we've found a way to, you know, to finally kind of get that screen time to mean a little bit more in the house.
And I like how some of the rewards encourages family connectivity, like you were saying, like a board game, like an old school mm-hmm. board game, which, you know, mom and dad and the kids can play together, which I think is great. Can you walk us through, Jason? We're chatting, by the way, with Jason Bailey. He is the CEO of Fam Club. It's a new app that not only helps families organize their time, but also lets you set goals and be rewarded for completing them. Can you walk us through how to get going, Jason? Like, you first download the app and you register, but talk to us about the interface since this is radio. Is it like a calendar? Is it like very text heavy?
No, actually. And, you know, we started designing the app so it's pleasing enough for mom and dad to use so it doesn't feel like a children's app, but it's also easy enough for, you know, younger kids. I mean, I know I've got younger cousins and nephew and niece that, you know, are in their, you know, early digits, five, six years old. So you get on to the app. It very simply asks you to set up your family. We don't ask for a lot of data either. You know, set up your name and tell us kind of, you know, where you are roughly so that we know where we're going to, you know, send your rewards. But then set up your family. And then we even let you give people nicknames, right? I call my daughter Noodle. I can even put her in the platform as Noodle. And that way everybody sees Noodle's progress and they have, you know, their nicknames for me in there. So you set up your family and then hitting, you know, setting up a goal for each other is as easy as hitting a plus button at the bottom of the screen that's always there, selecting a category. So maybe if it's in the house, it may be vacuum or sweep the floors. And then you say who you're going to assign that to. You know, I get a notification that she's walked the dog and everything is good. And then all of a sudden we call it our Neato Completo meter. It's like a little meter that tracks her progress and the family's progress.
Awesome.
We even have a little refrigerator. This is because I'm used to the days where my mom used to stick notes on the fridge. And that was the way she, you know, talked to us before we woke up to get to school. And so there's even the Fam Club fridge in there and you just hit the button and you can literally post a little sticky note and, you know, tell your son or daughter to have a good day or you know, tell mom to have a good day at work. So we also encourage that kind of communication outside of just the goals.
Oh, that's great. Do you foresee a future whereby you can post photos Fam Club instead of just text? I know that, like, our family, we have a WhatsApp group chat, and if we experience something during the day and we want to take a picture of it, we can share it immediately to everyone else in our group. You know, anything like that possible?
Yeah, so that's something that's going to be done on the fridge, so you'll be able to post a picture on the fridge. One of the other things that we've started building in now that we're officially launched and we have a lot of users in the app is we're building the Fam Club community. We want other families to be able to show how they're performing each month, and we want to encourage other families, you know. So the Jones in Arkansas, you know, completed 100% of their goals, and the Baileys in South Florida completed this many goals, and that way families start working together more than just individual families. You start working together as a community of families.
Oh, that's great. What do you think is the biggest challenge you've faced so far with Fam Club? Maybe it's a technical hurdle, or is it awareness for the app? Because there's over, 2 million apps now at both the App Store and Google Play.
Well, awareness is always one, right? So we've been slowly rolling the app out. We purposely sort of did a very soft launch to get through the technical problems, and that has been the biggest challenge. You know, it's easy for us as an app designer, because this idea was in my head, so I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Watching how people actually went into the app and the things that they would do or not do in the app was incredibly enlightening.
No doubt it's an iterative process. You've already walked us through the three-tiered pricing options, Jason, but to learn more, what website would you recommend, including where we can maybe see what those optional subscription boxes look like? Like, and what you get inside.
Sure, yeah. If you're on any app store, you can just download the app for free, and you'd be able to get all that information in the app without paying anything. And so you just search Fam Club. I think on any app store, you can search chore or chores or allowance. Or you can just go to our website. It's myfamclub.com. That's fam like family. So myfamclub.com. Or check out our social media. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fam Club.
And I'll be sure to share our radio interview when it's live on social media, Jason. Thank you. Thanks so much for your time, Jason Bailey from Fam Club. Sounds great, and I'm going to check it out myself. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Speaking of apps, when we return on Tech It Out, we'll catch up with Vrbo, formerly VRBO, but it's the same app that you know and love. We'll talk about the rebranding as well. But before we continue on with the show, a quick shout out to my sponsor. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, and we will be talking with them this hour as well. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's Woot.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th, with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes, plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
In the U.S., we've made great progress in getting rid of deadly diseases, but recent measles outbreaks are a grim reminder that we're still at risk. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, vaccinating your child is one of the most important decisions you can make as a parent. Babies can be protected against 14 diseases by the time they're 2 years old, if they're vaccinated. Just as you'd never leave home without buckling your baby into a car seat, protect your child from infectious diseases as early as possible. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Learn more at healthychildren.org.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. The Addiction Resource Center is a free alcohol and drug helpline staffed by counselors and available 24/7 at 1-833-301-HELP or visit addictionresourcecenter.org. A message from Addiction Policy Forum, a nonprofit group started by families who've been where you are. Reach out today. That's 1-833-301-HELP.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. The next time you're planning a getaway, maybe a road trip with some friends this summer, for example, perhaps you'll consider alternative accommodations to a hotel. Vacation rental travel demand is red hot, especially with apps like Vrbo, spelled V-R-B-O, which has been around, by the way, since the mid-90s, before smartphones and apps, but now hugely popular. If you're traveling in a group, Vrbo users can now access a feature called Trip Boards, which we're going to learn about now. And joining us on the line to chat is Bill Furlong. He's the vice president of Vrbo's America's business. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Thanks so much. Great to be with you.
All right, Bill, just to start us off, tell us about Vrbo. What's the app all about?
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, when people are planning a vacation home rental, you know, the process they go through really almost always involves other people. And that's because vacation homes are typically rented by families and friends when they're getting together on vacation. And as you may have experienced when you're planning that kind of a trip, you're usually making the decision with another group of people. You're not making it on your own. In fact, our data says that 86% of people, when they're planning a trip, do it with other people. And so we wanted to build a set of features that would make that easier. We'd ultimately like the experience of planning your vacation rental to be as delightful and wonderful as actually staying in the place itself. And so we built Trip Boards to do exactly that and to take the pain out of the process and put some fun into it.
So can you tell us about the Vrbo trip boards?
Yeah, you know, friends and family has been the place that Vrbo has focused for quite some time. And we've done it really principally by having the kinds of homes that you can't find anywhere else. So when you're planning a trip with friends and family, you typically want a place that is the whole home. It's got a couple of bedrooms. It might have its own pool. It might be walking distance to the slope or have a media room, really spectacular, special properties. And that's what Vrbo has specialized in for almost 25 years. But what we wanted to do was to take that one step further by making the tools that you can have to plan that trip better than anywhere else.
We're chatting with Bill Furlong, Vice President of Vrbo's Americas business. We're learning about the Vrbo app as well as the Tripboards feature. Tell us about the new rebranding. If I'm not mistaken, Vrbo was once pronounced VRBO.
Yeah, that's right. So we recently changed both the branding, the logo of Vrbo, and the pronunciation. As you said, it used to be called VRBO, and now it's called Vrbo. And then, you know, that was one of those changes that was in many ways an inspired choice driven by our customers. So we changed the name to Vrbo. We created a new logo and a new look to really, sort of signal and represent that process of embracing a whole new set of tools and features to make planning a trip for friends and family easier than ever before.
What about those listening who want to list their property, be it a cottage or cabin or a condo? What's the process like?
Yeah, we try to make that process as quick and easy as possible. So you just go to Vrbo.com. There's a little link at the top right of the page that'll say list your property. When you click on that, we do a couple of things. One, the first question a lot of people want to know is, how much rental income could I earn if I rented my property on Vrbo? And so when they put in their address, they can just find out how much they're going to earn on Vrbo for their cottage outside Toronto or for their place outside Winnipeg or in Whistler, wherever it is around Canada. And so that's usually the first step, and people find that they can earn typically as much as, you know, $30,000 a year renting out their property. And then we, you know, ask for a couple of questions about the property so that we have a basic profile. And in a very short period of time, we'll have you up and running on Vrbo.
Just as we wrap up, Bill, what are the costs like? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you're renting a property on Vrbo, the pricing is set by the owner. So each owner sets their own pricing. And, you know, one of the great things about having 2 million properties around the globe is we've got properties that are at every price point. If you're looking for a super affordable vacation for your family, you can find it on Vrbo. If you're looking for that once-in-a-lifetime place to stay where you are willing to spend more because it's going to be the most memorable vacation you've ever taken, you can find that on Vrbo as well. So we offer properties at every price point.
But you don't pay Vrbo. So you just pay the people renting the property.
Yeah, when you check out on Vrbo and you pay for your place, you'll actually have a couple of different components of the pricing. You'll have the rent that's charged by the owner. There's sometimes fees for things like housekeeping. There's taxes, and then there's a service fee that Vrbo charges as part of that transaction as well.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. What is it, a percentage? Is it a flat rate?
Yep, it's a percentage of the transaction.
Okay, and roughly how much would that be?
It varies, but typically it'll be somewhere in the range of, you know, 5 to 10% roughly, depending on the transaction size.
Okay. And what if you're putting your own property up for rent? Do you pay anything to Vrbo?
Yeah, if you're putting your own property up for rent, you've got a couple of options. The most typical one chosen by a new owner listing on the site is a pay-per-booking program where you just pay a small commission as a percentage of the booking. That commission amount is typically 5% for an owner that's going to list their property on Vrbo. And so, you know, one of the things we try to do is to make sure that our owners have a great way to turn this into savings for them. And so with that 5%, they keep 95% of the income themselves, which allows them at times to take the best vacation of their lives because they own a spectacular vacation rental home themselves.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for your time. The website is Vrbo.com, V-R-B-O.com, or you can just go to the App Store to download Vrbo to your iPhone or iPad or to the Google Play Store for an Android device. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
In the next segment of Tech It Out, we're going to talk with Asus to learn about its ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of laptops. They just unveiled them at an event in New York City. I was there. So we'll bring you up to speed when we return. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Welcome back to the program. All right, we're here with Vivian Lien, Global Head of Marketing for Asus Gaming Division, ROG, or Republic of Gamers, here at this awesome event in New York City. Thanks for having us and hosting us, by the way.
Hey, thank you for having me here on the show.
This is great to have you on. I know that a lot of my listeners are gamers, or they have kids who play games. We can't ignore these huge phenomenons like Fortnite and Apex Legends. So obviously PC gaming in particular, very hot right now. So let's talk about what this event is all about. What's the event called and what were you showcasing here today?
Sure. So here in New York, we're having this event called Redefine 2019. We couldn't think of a better opportunity to really make that bold statement. This time we're unveiling a brand new portfolio of gaming products, really top to bottom. So as you know, our Republic of Gamers brand is really all about dedicated to gamers. And so this time we are introducing brand new laptops, the ROG Mothership, which we unveiled at CES, but now we're telling you it will be available this quarter. And then we're expanding our portfolio of Zephyrus.
Before you get to the Zephyrus line and some other laptops, I did want to interject and just say how awesome the mothership is. So for our listeners who never saw any of my coverage from the Consumer Electronics Show, the videos that I did, this is a really unique concept and the first of its kind. Perhaps you can tell our listeners what the ROG mothership hybrid laptop desktop is all about.
Yeah, sure. So we have a history of making devices that often kind of tell the future. And a couple of years ago, we really wanted to challenge ourselves to look at this, what we call desktop replacement category of gaming laptops. Traditionally, they're bulky, they sit on your desk, and they have a lot of power, but they're also very, let's just say, not very mobile. And so we wanted to change that up. And so first thing that we did was to figure out a way to give it a better cooling, because that is really the pivotal thing about gaming.
Sure.
And so we went with a vertical design where the gaming laptop stands up and has a kickstand. And what that does is not only for stability, but the kickstand allows airflow to go in. But just a subtle change like that, very, very creative, and allows for a lot more performance. On top of that, we took it on ourselves to really figure out how to make gaming experience more comfortable. So this laptop has a removable keyboard that you can game wired or wirelessly. One of the things that we've noticed throughout research is gamers, when they're gaming, they like to sit at an angle. And they also like to be able to stay very close to the device or sometimes to be very far. So this kind of a versatile design really really addresses the needs.
Right. Some games are what we call a lean-in experience, like Apex Legends or Fortnite, like we were saying earlier, where you've got your left hand on the WASD keys and your right hand is on the mouse and you're leaning in and you're really into the action. Others are more of a kickback or lean-back experience where your feet might be up on the table and you have a game controller in your hand, right? You may be playing more of an arcade-like game or a car racing game. So the mothership allows for both applications, if you will. So you can carry it around like a laptop, and then, as you mentioned, the kickstand props open, the screen is vertical, and it's a gorgeous screen too, right? Supporting 4K with high dynamic range. But then you can remove that keyboard and place it however is most comfortable for you in front of you. So really cool stuff. That's called the mothership. Now, I'm sorry, Vivian, that I interrupted you earlier. You were going to mention some of the other innovations, and we are talking only about gaming laptops at this event, correct?
Yes. So coming up, we will be releasing a brand new portfolio of products, taking advantage of the latest Intel Core processor, the ninth generation, as well as a brand new NVIDIA graphics. So what that allows us to do is really scale our Zephyrus lineup. And for the first time, we're really looking at a combination of not only hardware, but price point and features. So today, we're introducing a new Zephyrus called the GA502, and we have another one called GU502. You'll be able to get it starting from $999 or $1199 at Best Buy for some of the configurations. We're bringing the affordability to the masses, but at the same time still giving you that thin gaming experience that a lot of people love.
Yeah, because I know a lot of our listeners who play computer games know that the hardware, the machines, can be quite expensive. It often has a premium price tag because you're paying for a really fast processor and all the latest graphics processing unit, as well as the kind of screen that you want with fast refresh rates to keep up with that action to reduce latency or lag. So to hear prices like that, which is more in line with a regular laptop, that is really impressive from a gaming laptop perspective when it comes to price. That's a big announcement, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing that we're bringing to the table is not only taking advantage of what's available from NVIDIA and Intel, but we're adding our secret sauce. This time we're talking about our intelligent cooling with ROG Boost. What that means is when you're buying a graphics card, there's actually a lot of untapped potential with the hardware. And so through our cooling design, we're able to give you more mileage for the money, if you will, so that, you know, you benefit from the additional performance, but really, you know, you're not paying additional money for it. And I think that's a win-win.
And then I also know here you announced a partnership with BMW when it comes to design, sort of foretelling where we may go in the near future and showing some concepts. Tell us a bit about that.
Sure. Like any creative mind, sometimes we look outside of our comfort zone and we look for inspiration. In this case, we elected to work with BMW Design Works, and we really try to leverage their expertise in automotive and our expertise in computer design, trying to figure out what the future of gaming will look like. One of the things that we identified early on was people don't use computers as a single-purpose device. It's really something that they do multiple things with, like gaming laptops we talked about. People use it for gaming and content creation. And so we created this concept called Face-Off. Face-Off is really it's a combination of a lot of things, but a few things we're very excited about. One, we're really imagining a user scenario where you have digital and analog. So you have your digital experience through the PC, but you have an analog device that allows you to interact with it. And, you know, I wish the listeners can see the visuals, but it's a really cool concept to be able to kind of take the best of both worlds. The other thing is we're looking into the future of gaming and look at what that may be. One of the things that we believe could be a reality is this augmented gaming through projection. So instead of controlling through touch or keyboard and mouse that you're familiar with, imagine a world like Minority Report where everything is projected. Your game becomes projected and your action is part of that projection. It takes a lot of technology advancements that we don't have today, but you know, our job is to dream of the future and then push that industry forward.
And hopefully apply for some patents to protect that idea.
There you go.
Awesome. Yeah. So for our listeners who want to learn more about ROG or Republic of Gamers, this line of gaming rigs from Asus, and the new laptops that were unveiled today, is there a website you'd recommend?
Yes, please go to asus.com/US for more information.
All right. Vivian, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on everything.
Well, thank you so much.
And it's great to see you.
Yeah, happy gaming.
We'll return momentarily with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Did you know that 1 in 5 Americans suffer from security fatigue? Those stats are from Encipher, a data encrypting company. And we asked Kevin McKeough from Encipher, what is security fatigue?
The fatigue really is that people start to work around. We have 100 passwords, and we set them all to be the same thing because we can't remember 100 different passwords. We end up making ourselves less secure. I think we have to make security easier for people to use, and biometrics is a good solution to help you be identified by whatever it is that needs to identify you. It's always important, though, that where that information is stored, the data they have about you needs to be held securely. Otherwise, somebody could change that data or steal that data, and then they can impersonate you.
Go to ncipher.com for more on your security.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, N713-19, valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training. And really, it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Well, Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. We just heard from ASUS, the title sponsor on this program, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info, including the ROG, or Republic of Gamers line of laptops we just heard about. So I hope you enjoyed that interview. And now, as promised, we're going to talk with LG about its new smartphone called the G8 ThinQ. I know many of my listeners are itching to upgrade their smartphone this spring, either because they're just so ready for a change, or perhaps their carrier told them that they can now upgrade through their wireless plan with no penalty. Either way, if you're looking for a new smartphone, we're now going to learn about the LG G8 ThinQ. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Ash Mollet. He is the Senior Brand Manager for Mobile Communications at LG Electronics. Welcome, Ash. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. And I just received the phone in a box moments before I called to interview you. So I'm anxious to play around with this new device. Now, it's no secret that there's a lot of competition in the smartphone space these days. What makes the G8 ThinQ special?
For sure, yeah. There's a couple of really innovative features that we've built into the G8. But aside from those innovative features, which we'll talk about, we've really delivered what I'll call a refined minimalist design. We have enhanced front and rear facing cameras. We always have the incredible audio experience that LG has been known for. But one of the things that I'm excited to talk about is what we call Air Motion, which is what is a state-of-the-art touchless controls for a smartphone.
All right, Air Motion, and I am going to ask you more about that because that is, I think, one of the key differentiators between the LG G8 ThinQ and other devices. And ThinQ, we should tell our listeners, is spelled T-H-I-N-Q, and that's a name we often hear on your TVs as well. And that refers to AI or artificial intelligence. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's LG's overarching platform that connects our home appliance, home entertainment, and mobile businesses with an AI platform that, you know, is going to make everyday usage of all of those types of appliances, TVs, and phones a really seamless process in the smart home of the future.
Yeah, and thanks for reminding me. That's also a phrase used for your appliances as well, like your washers and dryers and kitchen appliances too. So AI, so does that mean it helps analyze what you are doing on the phone and it see, for example, what apps you like to use the most and optimize it to run faster? Or does it apply artificial intelligence to the photography part of the phone where it'll help you be a better photographer even when you're not? That kind of thing?
For sure, yeah, exactly. It does all of those things. So when it comes to the camera capabilities specifically, we have what's called an AI cam, which we also had on the G7 One and the G7 that we released. It really takes, you know, smartphone photography into the modern age in the sense that the phone is actually able to detect what you're shooting in real time and it recommends optimal settings for you. So if you're someone who wants to get into photography but isn't exactly sure what types of filters to apply, what types of settings to apply, all you need to do is go into AI Cam, hold it over whatever the subject is, whether it's a landscape, a cityscape, a dog, a flower, food. Your phone will recognize what it is and give you the best settings for it. Now, in terms of the actual user experience for the consumer, the AI capabilities will also learn from you over time. So if there's certain types of notifications that you always open when you receive them, it'll actually give you those notifications more frequently and prioritize them over some of the things that you traditionally will swipe away because, you know, they're not as important to you.
Oh, cool. Okay. And is it similar to the G7 ThinQ phone where not only when you point it to, say, a dog or a flower, does it optimize the camera to take the best photo of that subject, but it'll also tell you on the screen what you're looking at. And that's not even in the cloud. That's built into the storage or the memory of the device itself.
That's exactly it.
Yes, you see a little word hover. I always thought that was so fascinating. Whatever it's looking at, it'll tell you on the screen what it's looking at. But more importantly, behind the scenes, it optimizes the camera for that subject.
And I think to your point, the important thing for consumers is it lives on your phone. So if you're traveling and you want to take photos, you don't need to be connected to a data service, which might force you to incur, you know, roaming charges. When you're taking photos, it actually does everything. All the computing is directly done on the phone.
Yeah, great point. We're chatting with Ash Mollet. He's the senior brand manager for mobile communications at LG Electronics. Just the man we want to talk to when we're learning about the LG G8 ThinQ, which just made its debut. So let's talk a little bit more about the camera before we move on to that air motion feature you teased us about. You can shoot 4K video with this camera, I'm assuming, so perfect for those new TVs that offer four times the resolution of HD.
Absolutely, yes. It's great not just for TV consumption, but if you're someone who, you know, considers yourself to be a content creator, as platforms, social media platforms, improve their streaming capabilities, your phone is going to be future-proof. So you can record in 4K now and continue to do that for years to come.
What's the selfie camera or front-facing camera like? Is it good for if you and your buddies want to huddle together and take a shot somewhere for Instagram? What's the front-facing camera like?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done some really incredible things with the front-facing camera with this device. It is an 8-megapixel camera, but more importantly, we've integrated what's called a Z camera into this device. The Z camera actually measures depth. So when you're taking photos, this device is able to map out in real time where you or the subject is standing versus the background. Rather than relying on software-based solutions, it can actually map it out in such a way that you get better quality selfies when you're taking photos.
Cool. And we all know how important those selfies are. When we return, we're going to continue our chat with LG to learn about the G8 ThinQ smartphone. Stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're chatting with Ash Mollet, senior brand manager for mobile communications at LG Electronics. We're learning about the LG G8 ThinQ. Now let's talk air motion. This is a new feature introduced to the LG smartphones in 2019. What does this mean? I mean, the name hints at what it could be, but please tell us about it.
For sure, yeah. So one of the things that we've been able to do with this device is incorporate what's called a TOF, or time of flight sensor, into the front of this phone. A time of flight sensor is exactly what it sounds like. It's able to detect the time of flight between the actual phone and whatever is above the phone. So really what it does is it creates like a real-time map of anything that's interacting with the phone above the screen. What that means for a consumer is you can actually do things like answer and hang up a phone call, launch your favorite apps, start playing music, turn your volume up and down, all without ever having to touch your phone. You just hold your hand above the device, it recognizes your hand, and you're able to interact with it that way. Now, the user benefit to that You know, consumers might ask, well, like, why do I want to do this?
That's exactly what I was just going to ask you. What's an application for when you don't want to touch your phone? Maybe your hands are busy or dirty or something?
Well, that's exactly it. I think the most obvious one is, you know, if your hands are dirty, if you're cooking, if you are, you know, a mechanic, if you're painting, any time where your hands are dirty and, you know, we've all been there where we have to wipe our hands on our pants before we touch our phone. But the other important one for Canadians is if you're wearing gloves in the winter. Obviously, you know, it's springtime now, but it kind of still feels like it might be winter at any given moment. So the advantage to this is when you're out, you know, in frigid temperatures, you don't need to take your gloves off. If you get a phone call, you can just hold your hand with your gloves on above the screen and swipe left or right to answer or hang up the phone call.
All right. So I was going to say, since this is radio, what are some of the gestures you can do? So that's like accepting a call, swiping between messages, all just by waving left or right, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So the main gestures are left or right. And then to adjust the volume, you just hold your hand above the phone. It recognizes after 2 seconds, it knows that's what you're trying to do. And then you're able to actually turn your hand the way that you would a manual dial on a radio or a stereo system. You would just do that in the air and it would recognize it.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds like there's some practical applications here. I was concerned that it might be a bit gimmicky, but that sounds pretty neat. I'm looking forward to trying this out myself. Just a couple more quick questions about the G8, Ash. Is there expandable memory? And if so, what size micro SD cards can you snap in?
Yeah, absolutely. The device does support micro SD cards up to 2 terabytes. So you can really expand this thing with, you know, quite substantially. And all it really takes is for you to carry around a couple of SD cards and you can expand your phone infinitely.
Wow. And what's the core memory or the built-in or internal memory that it comes with? Is it 128?
Exactly.
Okay, so 128 gigs, which is ample for many. And if you're going to stream services like Spotify or Netflix, that should be fine. But if you'd like to download a lot of apps or store a lot of photos and 4K video, you may want to opt to put in a micro SD card.
Yeah.
And then second last question, what is what LG calls a second-year promise? What does that mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's really important for us as a brand is to give consumers a phone that's going to last the full length of their contract. So what we've done is actually incorporated what we're calling a second-year promise, and it's a second-year warranty. So the standard manufacturer's warranty that you would expect from a smartphone today is actually being carried through for a full year in addition. So if you have any issues that are manufacturer's defects, anything that's related to the phone not working properly because of those types of defects, you are covered for a full 24 months from the date of your purchase.
Okay. Yeah, you don't hear that from other manufacturers. So that's pretty cool. And then finally, the LG G8 ThinQ, how much does it cost? Which carriers are supported, and where can we learn more about the device?
For sure. So the device is currently available for as low as $0, depending on the type of plan that you end up choosing with your carrier. In terms of availability, it is available at most national retailers as well as the carriers. I would encourage consumers to follow up with their specific carrier if they have any questions about the device.
All right, Ash Mollet, Senior Brand Manager for Mobile Communications at LG Electronics. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Appreciate it.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show. We first spoke about Fam Club, a new app for families, followed by the latest from Vrbo, another app that is certainly trendy this time of year as we're traveling a lot more. Then we shifted gears and spoke with Asus about its ROG, or Republic of Gamers, line of laptops. And finally, LG with its G8 ThinQ smartphone. Going back to Asus, I do want to thank them one last time for being the title sponsor on Tech It Out for 2018. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Threats from Tropical Storm Barry extend from the Gulf Coast into the Tennessee Valley as the slow-moving storm with 70-mile-an-hour winds located about 5 miles northeast of Intercoastal City, Louisiana. Slidell, Louisiana Mayor Greg Cromer said high tide this evening is going to be difficult.
Do not let your guard down at this point. We have a lot more water coming towards us. The winds have shifted. On the lakefront, we were out there about 6:30 this morning. Winds have shifted in there directly out of the southeast and blowing water right up into the lake.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell expects to be dealing with Barry for a little while.
Barry has slowed. It's also intensified, pushing the timing of expected impacts further into today, tonight, and Sunday.
Meanwhile, National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says everyone in the region needs to be alert no matter the conditions they might be currently experiencing.
There's not a whole lot of rain on the north side. It's a very lopsided system. Most of it's to the south and also to the east. So the message here is just because you're not seeing rain yet, but you might be seeing the winds, hurricane force winds, doesn't mean that it's over yet.
Tensions building between the U.S. and Turkey over a missile system Ankara bought from Russia.
The Trump administration was publicly silent on Friday on how it would respond to the Turkish delivery, with the Pentagon postponing a news conference. The pressure is likely to build now a fourth Russian cargo plane has landed in Ankara with more components for the S-400 air defense system. Washington is concerned the S-400 could be used to gather data on F-35 fighter jet program capabilities, if Turkey has both.
That was Charles de Ledesma filing that report. Check out more news. You can read more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
Family physician Dr. Charles Schneiderman has the latest notes on diet, supplements, and longevity.
Review of the effect of diet and dietary supplements on longevity found that only low salt is a proven benefit in reducing both cardiovascular and overall mortality. Too little salt is also harmful. Best advice as of now, don't add salt at the table and don't waste money on supplements. Charles Schneiderman in Washington.
Birthdays today, game show announcer Johnny Gilbert from TV show Jeopardy is 95. Actor Patrick Stewart is out of this world at 79. Actor Robert Forster is 78 years old. Harrison Ford turns 77 today. Singer Roger McGuinn from The Byrds, 77. Cheech Marin from Cheech and Chong is 73. Singer Louise Mandrell turns 65 today. And actor-director Cameron Crowe celebrating 62 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. 50 years after Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon, some people insist it never happened and was just all a big hoax by the government.
The suspicions arose even as the lunar landing was taking place in 1969. Soon, conspiracy theories that said it was an elaborate Hollywood-style production created on a soundstage on Earth started to take root. Public opinion polls over the years have consistently shown roughly 5 to 6% of Americans believe the moon landing was faked. Buzz Aldrin once ran into one of those people in 2002 and punched him in the face after the man called the former astronaut a liar. Patrick Foss reporting.
Volkswagen will invest $2.6 billion into a Pittsburgh autonomous vehicle company that's mostly owned by Ford, as the automakers who were once rivals deepen their partnership to develop driverless and electric vehicles in an ultra-competitive landscape. Meanwhile, more news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Did you know that unless there are emergency circumstances, social workers do not have the right to enter your home without a signed warrant by a judge? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have seen an increase of threats by social workers to undermine parental rights. If you are contacted by a social worker, it is important for you to be informed of important actions you should take before a social worker enters your home or questions your children. Visit PJI.org to download our free resource, What to Do When You Get the Frightening Call from CPS, and 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Child Protective Services.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at PacificJustice.org. That's PacificJustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome everyone to this edition of Pop Tech Radio, popular technology radio, that is. I'm Mike Etchar. Glad you are joining us today on this lovely warming Saturday. I got my good friend Brent Butterworth on the line. Brent, how are you today?
I am doing great, Mike, and thanks for having me on again.
You know, how long have we been doing this together, off and on?
Oh, God, you know, I was reading an article I wrote at least 8 or 9 years ago that was talking about how I was riding my bike to go be on your radio show.
That's right. You used to ride your bicycle from the San Fernando Valley over the hill into sort of south of Hollywood at the Peterson Automotive Museum where we used to
go. Yeah, it was about a 25-mile ride.
Yeah, you were a maniac.
Well, at least on the way in, it was in the morning, so.
Yes, exactly.
That was easy. On the way back, not so easy.
That was a level of dedication nobody else had, Brent. So I do appreciate it. You know, I was just kind of scanning the news of what's going on in our world. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that there's a new Bose noise-canceling headphone on the market.
There is.
Yeah, and I know, of course, you are the man when it comes to headphones. SoundstageSolo.com, of course, is the website that you review and host a lot of stuff about headphones. Now, I just glanced at it. These seem to be very close. They look different, but at least price point-wise, they're not terribly more than, is it the Quiet Comfort 35s that are kind of in
the QC35-2s are the current model. Everybody in the world practically is aware of what Bose noise-canceling headphones look like. And they've been kind of running on the same design now for about 10 years. But they've updated it, adding Bluetooth and making a few tweaks here and there. This is the first redesign that they've done really kind of in their 20-year history of this. And it looks radically different. It looks much more stylish than their previous ones did, which looked kind of generic, especially after everybody else copied the look. And I just got my first chance. I borrowed a pair from – I also write for Wirecutter, which is a big New York Times website. And so they got a pair in, and I got to run some quick measurements on them yesterday and listen to them for about 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Not exactly a long afternoon spent with the headphones. But now they do look much more – I'll use the word streamlined. There's sort of a thinner band that goes over your head. Are the QC35-2s going to go away, or do they live in the same universe?
I think they'll go away, especially once people try the new ones, because I thought, I'll just give you my quick first impression, I thought the new ones were even more comfortable than the old ones, and the old ones were, you know, revered for their comfort.
Yeah, they're fishy.
And they look way cooler, and they just feel cooler. They're more comfortable. Based on my very quick impression, they seem to sound better. The old ones sounded fine, but these have a little more like life and kind of vividness to them without sounding, you know, messed up or colored or unnatural. And the coolest thing is, you know, Bose and Sony, to some extent, were notorious for a phenomenon that I call eardrum suck, which is when you put these noise-canceling headphones on, it feels like you're, you know, like when you go up in a high-speed elevator in like a 100-story building, your eardrums, the quick change in pressure sort of sucks out on your eardrums, and it's painful. A lot of people get the same feeling from noise-canceling headphones, mainly the really good noise-canceling headphones like Bose and Sony. So I did a big expose on this last year.
Expose?
Or actually earlier this year, I think it was, Google Brent Butterworth eardrums suck and you'll find it. And I think it's the most popular article ever on Soundstage. Weirdly enough, I didn't think anybody would read it. But yeah, so what happens is it's just a psychosomatic effect of having, you know, what happens with noise-canceling headphones is they work in the bass, but by 1 kilohertz, you know, kind of a middle frequency, they don't work at all. And that change in the sound kind of triggers a weird reaction in your brain to make it think that you're getting this pressure difference when you're not. So anyway, the new ones have adjustable noise-canceling, so you can set it for different levels of noise-canceling. And I couldn't... Yeah, brand new product. I couldn't get the app working with either an Android or an iOS device, but I'm sure they'll get it working at some point. But they do have a button on there that I found that even though they didn't have any instructions with the thing, because it's just basically the instructions are download the app. But I found a button on there, and the button lets you switch between no noise canceling, halfway noise canceling, and full noise canceling. And the halfway noise canceling setting is really good, and the eardrum suck is very minimal. So I think people who have had problems with Bose headphones in the past will get these and go, ah, this is what I've been looking for.
I'm thinking the engineers at Bose read your article.
I would like to think that. However, the lead time on these kind of products is a lot longer than the few months that my article's been out.
Of course. Yeah, but now, are these headphones even out yet?
Wirecutter got a pair.
Okay. All right. So they were an advanced...
Might have been a little bit advanced. Hang on, I'm gonna go to Bose's site. I don't know. You know, I just Lauren Dragon, who's the headphone editor at Wirecutter, just brings me stuff to measure. She gets like every headphone in pretty much. I mean, she gets probably a few hundred a year, and she just brings them to me to measure.
Well, while you're looking at that, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we will tell you if those brand new Bose noise canceling headphones are on the market, what they're called, and other cool stuff. We've got Brent Butterworth here. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We will be right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15? That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Kemp Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot Off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
And we're back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with my good friend Brent Butterworth. He, of course, of The Wire Cutter. He is a staff writer at The Wire Cutter in the musical instrument and audio section if you are on that wonderful website. He's also an editor for Soundstage Solo, the website. He's a writer for the Jazz Times. He's an upright bass player. He is a Renaissance man. Those new Bose headphones are called the NC700s. They retail at $399. There are no deals on Bose headphones, are there, Brent? It's not like you can...
Only after they've been on the market for a long time.
Gotcha. Retailers don't discount those ever, I don't think.
No, Bose is sort of notoriously effective at policing what they call MAP pricing, you know, minimum advertised price.
MAP price, of course, yeah.
Because, you know, legally you can't tell someone what to sell your product for. However... there are ways.
There are ways. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, it's rare to find. You'll find them. I mean, Prime Day's coming up next week.
Yeah.
And you will probably see a deal or two on Bose with that. But you know, since I think all the attention's going to go to the new headphone, and everybody's going to want to pay the extra $50, so maybe the QC35 will get discounted, or maybe they'll have the original version of the QC35 or the QC25, which is their old wired one. And we should say all these new ones we're talking about are Bluetooth, of course, because everything's kind of moving to Bluetooth at this point.
And no cables, of course, because even if I'm still hanging on to my old iPhone 6S, I believe, only because of the cable. And I've got just so many wired headphones around it. I could use the adapter, but it's just that I lose those, and it's just easy to keep the older phones.
All these phone manufacturers have to submit their stuff to the FCC for approval, and according to some FCC photos that somebody got, the new Samsung Galaxy Note does not have a headphone jack, and Samsung was, the last sort of big holdout.
Yeah.
So that may be gone pretty soon.
It kind of makes me sad, to be honest. I'm, as I'm talking to you, listening on wired headphones. It's just,
I don't know if it's an age demographic thing. Bluetooth is still, it's not perfect. And you got to charge them, and it's just so much easier to keep the wired headphones for so many things that I do, at least.
Yeah, but, you know, I just went to New York for a big Wirecutter meeting, and first time I've been to New York in a couple of years. When you go to New York, you can really see what headphones people are wearing.
Yes.
Far more than you can here in L.A., yeah. And because you go on the subway, and you walk around the streets, and you see what's going on. And, I mean, the number of Apple AirPods, you might see hundreds of them just walking around New York City in the course of a day.
Yeah, and I still think they look kind of uncool. And I don't like in-ear stuff anyway, in general. I don't recall. Are you a fan of the Apple earbuds?
No, because it's a one-size-fits-none sort of arrangement. And there's no tips or anything on them. You just sort of shove them in your ears. And so the fit and the sound really vary from person to person. I think most people find them comfortable, and they sound good enough. But, you know, I use the Jabra Elite Active 65T, which is sort of like the hot buzz.
Non-Apple.
Yeah, non-Apple true wireless earphones. So these are like the Apples in that, you know, there's no cable connecting them. It's a cool design. I think you probably like them. They kind of screw into your ear, if that makes sense.
Yes.
You kind of twist them into your ear, almost like those, like, custom earphones. So they stay really secure. They sound pretty good. They're comfortable for, you know, I'd say about an hour and a half. And they're perfect for, like, the gym because they can't fall out and they're sweat-proof. And I use them for most of my phone calls because the noise-canceling mics in them are really good. And it's a great product, and I like it so much better than the Apple thing. Now, it's not as smart as the Apple thing, but...
What's the price of them?
Like, they typically run just a little under $200.
Okay, so they're fairly expensive.
They are.
Yeah, so they're actually a step above. Are the Apple ones $100? I can't remember now.
They're 150 usually. I got to say, there's a ton of action in this true wireless category. You should probably get a set.
Yeah, but hold that thought, because we got to take a break. We're talking everything with Brent Butterworth on his trip to New York and what's going on in the world of headphones, which is unending. So we got more with Brent when we come back. You're listening to PopTech Radio.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's PopTech Radio. Mike Etchar, Brent Butterworth from The Wirecutter. He's also the editor at Soundstage Solo.
which is a great website for headphones. He's a writer for the Jazz Times. He's an upright bass player. He is a Renaissance man. We are talking to him today about, well, we've drifted into headphones. Now, you just found on Amazon your next set of headphones, right?
I'm pretty sure. There's a big trend now that for more than a decade, almost all headphones have been made in China by companies that you've never heard of. You know, big companies like the Sonys and Sennheisers and AKGs of the world have their headphones made by a Chinese company that you've never heard of. So now these Chinese companies that you've never heard of are starting to market under their own brand names, right? And some of them have done really, really well, and some of them are really serious about it, and they're doing really good product. But I just found one on Amazon because I was looking for the Bose headphones, and you know all this stuff pops up on Amazon. They start throwing all this stuff at you. And I found Haomeja headphones, H-A-O-M-E-J-A. And their main page has like a rear photo of something that looks like a Batmobile. And it says, Haomeja headphones have supercar loud boom sounds. And then they have pictures of the headphones that say, boom, 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 headphone good sound.
Clearly.
And the funny thing is, they may be perfectly good headphones.
Yes, exactly. You know? Exactly. But nobody is a native English speaker, and they need help in the marketing department. But their entry to market is simple, isn't it? You get it up on Amazon.
Get it on Amazon, and they live and die on Amazon, basically. You know, in China, they have Alibaba and stuff like that. So they I'm sure they sell there, too. But in the U.S., I talked to some of these people, and I've actually befriended some of these people. And mainly because they're, like, constantly emailing me. But they basically sell entirely on Amazon, and at least in the U.S. But, you know, Amazon's a big part of the headphone market, that's for sure.
Well,
and,
it's a gigantic part of the headphone market. You know, and it's... Well, it's a gigantic part of everything, of course, but it just seems like certain categories really are dominated by Amazon more so than even others, and headphones sure is one of them. And I've, you know, waded in and looked for various things because I'm always kind of looking for things that I use at the gym to work out with, and I don't like tinny sound. In fact, especially at the gym, I want really good sound, and so I'm always on there looking around, and it's stunning how many different headphones are out there. I mean, it is just saturated, 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 and yet it just seems like more and more come into the market, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon.
I don't either, and I don't understand it. There's hundreds and hundreds of brands of headphones, and probably you've heard of, you know, most of us could name, you know, most enthusiasts could probably name 20. And most, you know, the average person on the street could probably name 3.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But they must be making some money on this because they keep cranking this stuff out. They keep selling it.
It's out there. But like you said in the last segment, you know, when you go to a big city, and we live in a big city, but West Coast cities are slightly different than the rest of the world's big cities. You're around people more, and you see what they're wearing. And I've been to New York for about 2 years either. But I remember that last time. You just see, you know, everybody is in their own world on headphones, going on the public transportation, walking down the street. And even here in L.A., you see the ear pods everywhere. Boy, that has just been a stunningly successful product for Apple. I don't care for the way they look. I don't care for the way they feel or really the way they sound. But that doesn't seem to stop anybody else. Do you get data? You don't really get nobody has proper sales data. It's all kind of sales data from a retailer or from Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has any idea how well Apple is doing with that definitively. But I suspect they're making money based on that.
Oh, well, I don't know how much money they're making on it. But although that's, you know, they're a public company. You could probably more or less find that out. But, you know, they're selling in the tens of millions of units. You know, I think they're going to break, you know, they're already in the, how many digits is that? 7, 8 digits right now in terms of units, way into the 8 digits, you know, tens of millions. And, you know, they'll end up selling more than 100 million, I'm sure. You know, their numbers, the numbers they do on those AirPods are almost like the rest of the headphone industry combined.
Right, right, right. Well, and I assume Apple's never been shy about pricing, and I suspect that there's a pretty good margin for them in that, in a way that other headphone, especially some of the Chinese companies coming in, aren't. Maybe that's an incorrect assumption, but I bet they're doing pretty well profit-wise on those.
I would have to think, given that they have, I'm sure, the best sourcing people in the world,
yes,
and that they can really grind their suppliers for great prices, I have to think, you know, they're just such a huge player, I have to think that they're making some money on that. I mean, you know, Apple's usually pretty good at making money because they don't blow their products out for nothing like a lot of people do.
Right. See, as and we were kind of saying the same thing about Bose. You know, Bose is very aggressive on maintaining their MAP, their minimum advertised price, and the same with Apple. You don't see Apple stuff discounted almost ever. You know, occasionally they will do it themselves, but boy, you rarely see retail. And when they do, it's pennies, you know, or a couple of bucks. It's nothing to speak of. So,
yeah.
Again, and I'm not a fan of those. I'm a big fan of Apple, but I don't care for those. Nor have I ever liked any of their earbuds, personally. But that's, you know, that's just me. And on that note, though, Brent, we do need to take a quick commercial break. You okay with that?
I'm good with that.
Awesome. You're talking with Brent Butterworth. He, of course, from The Wire Cutter, from Soundstage Solo, from Jazz Times. He is with us today, and we're coming right back with more on Pop Tech Radio.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, we're
We're back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchar, Brett Butterworth from The Wirecutter, from Soundstage Solo, from Jazz Times, is joining me. Now, Brett, we were talking, of course, a lot about headphones, as we often do when you were here. Are you still an Android user? You are notoriously... notorious. That's the wrong word. You are...
That's fine.
Okay. Notoriously. I'll go with notoriously. You're not a user of Apple products, right, in general. You're an Android phone user, as I recall. Is that correct?
Well, I am. However, I always have iOS products, you know, Apple products, because for two reasons. Number one, I have to test headphones. So sometimes the headphone only has an iOS app. And also, I kind of feel like I should be using iOS because that's what a lot of people use. Now, on top of that, though, you know, I'm a musician, and I started seriously playing gigs about 2 years ago for the first time in decades. And first gig I did, the guitar player had an iPad with all these great apps on it, with all his music on it, and that's all he brought to the gig. And I was like, I got to get that. So I immediately got an iPad, and I got the stand and everything that you can put it on. And so I use an iPad for every gig I play, unless they have a book, you know, some kind of charts or something. I just bring my iPad and my little iPad stand, and
it's pretty
that
slick
is,
for that.
That
it's
is it.
Pretty slick for musicians, absolutely. But I bring that up because I know you're an Android phone user. You maybe saw this. As many as 25 million Android phones have been hit with malware that replaces installed apps like WhatsApp with evil versions, as this article on Forbes says, that serve up adverts. Cybersecurity researchers warned on Wednesday. Most victims are in India, where 15 million were infected, but 300,000 in the U.S., about a little less in the U.K. Yikes, a malware thing happening in the world of Android. And I know Cody Castleberry, I think, our producer and engineer, listening in right now. He is an Android user as well. Does that give you pause when you see stuff like this as an Android user?
No, I trust Google to fix everything for me.
Oh, boy. You are a trusting individual, Brent Butter.
What else am I going to do? I mean, I'm not going to, like, switch to something else. You know, I'm not going to, like, junk my fancy Samsung phone. I'm not going to, you know, it's like all the rest of the stuff. Unless you're, like, a really serious IT person, you are fairly helpless. And you can basically maintain best practices, like not opening up, obviously, fraudulent emails and stuff like that. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. But it's interesting. Maybe this is common, but you clearly went iOS when it came to a tablet without even batting an eye.
Well, because that's what all the musicians were using. And I wanted to have something that I knew I could get the right apps for.
Right.
So that's the only reason. I don't like their operating system. I find it to be really clumsy. And, like, if you're trying to, you know, I get a lot of PDF files of charts I have to read. And, you know, it's just ridiculous with an Android. I can just drag all the files into a folder, and bam, I can read them. Whereas on the iPad, it's a big, I end up basically emailing them to myself and then having to download them from the email and then transfer them into the proper app. And it just takes forever, and it's really annoying. So I don't like iOS. I think it's really clumsy, and they're bound by the silly ergonomic rules they came up with in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like this stuff doesn't make sense anymore to me. And so, but, you know, it works fine. And if I had to use iOS for the rest of my life, that would be fine, too. It really doesn't make a big difference. They both systems work fine.
Yeah, they do. And, well, in the case of what you're using it for, if you're not a musician or you don't know musicians, you know, you used to do, if you're doing a jazz gig, we frequently you have, as you kind of alluded to, something called the book. There is a thing called the Real Book, which has tons of basically, it's kind of shorthand for how to play certain songs. There's basically just the melody and the underlying chords.
Yeah.
And that's what historically you used. And you drag this big book, and everybody's was all worn and beat up. And now you bring in your slim and small tablet, in most cases an iPad.
Yeah.
It's dramatically different and cooler. I mean, it's amazing how that's really freed everybody.
Well, I have on the iPad that I bring to gigs with me, I have not only there's an app called iReal Pro,
yep,
which gives you chord charts for basically every tune you can imagine. And for a bass player, that's usually enough. But I have all three of the original reel books. I have reel books 1, 2, and 3. I have the Latin reel book. I have the reel book in B-flat or E-flat, just in case I happen to, be with a horn player who didn't bring their book, and I don't really need the book because I'm reading off of iReel Pro, which is on my phone also, and I end up having to loan out my iPad to people that didn't bring their book and blah, blah, you know.
The leader on these dates. Otherwise, nobody worries about the guy.
You know, as a bass player, I'm supposed to sort of make everything happen. So
there you go. But tablets have changed working musicians' lives for the better in a dramatic fashion in terms of.
Oh yeah, and then you can get these things that you stomp on that are Bluetooth page turners.
Yes.
And you can just stomp to turn your page. And for drummers, they have a they actually have one that you hit with a drumstick. It's pretty cool. And so in classical music especially, I think, you know, the classical music is very traditional. And you're still going to keep having the charts, but it's sort of standard in classical music for, you know, somebody to do the page turning for you in some cases, or you're doing the page turning yourself depending on how the parts are written out. For bass players, it's a big deal because you don't ever get to stop playing pretty much. You know, when I play big band stuff, I have four or five sheets on there. So still the big bands I do – play with have charts that are all written out, and they don't have their charts on pads yet. But, you know, most of the bands that play gigs I've noticed now that tour and stuff where they're using music will be using iPads because it's just so much easier.
So much easier, absolutely. And I know as a keyboard player, they make programs now where it's basically set list programs where you call up the song you're doing, and then it makes all your program changes on your keyboards based on song title. Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. So you just call up whatever the song is, and then what all the sounds you have programmed in to use on that song just immediately change based on that set list program. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of cool stuff out there, but we got to take a break. We're talking to Brent Butterworth. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days.
Worth large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Radio, Mike Etchart with my good friend Brett Butterworth from The Wire Cutter. He's, of course, the editor at Soundstage Solo, also a great website for headphones. He's a writer for Jazz Times. And want to jump back, because we were talking about that malware thing with Android, which is called Agent Smith. I didn't finish my thoughts on that, but our producer and engineer, Cody Castleberry, you've been reading on the break, Cody, and this is an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of pretty much feels very similar to a lot of the viruses that go around on computers, like with Trojans and all that kind of stuff, that it's just more of being careful of what you're clicking and where you're going. Just because you see an ad on your app or on a web page that you're browsing doesn't mean it's safe to click. If you click this app, you... this is how this Agent Smith is getting around, is people will click an ad. It'll take them to a page and they'll download an app that they think they're downloading, but it's a fake app, and it starts infecting your phone. So just always be diligent about internet safety, even on your phone. I know some people get lax and they think that it isn't as important on their phone as it is on their computer or their other devices, but it's still very important.
Yeah, this particular one has spread via a third-party app store, which is called the number9apps.com, owned by Alibaba, not the official Google Play Store. So in this scenario, these kind of non-Google Play attacks, kind of happen on these kind of developing countries like India, which I think this one is where it's predominantly affecting people. So you got to be careful out there. Always, always, always. But it's just a drag. It's like Brent said at the last. You know, it's just part of the Wild West of being so tied to our mobile devices, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see, other than devoting your every waking hour to this stuff, I don't really see. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like do best practices. Just don't do, you know. The funny thing for me is, most of the spam emails I get are so obvious that, you know, they have misspellings in them and it'll be supposedly from Apple or something. And, you know, it's like you can't find somebody in whatever country you're in that has a good command of English. It's like that'd probably be a good investment of $10 for you. You know, that's the thing, is that we're very fortunate that they're so relatively easy to spot in most cases.
Yeah, but maybe someday they will not be.
I've seen a few that aren't super easy to spot, but it's just, they also hit you with urgency. If something seems too urgent, like you got to do this right now, we're going to shut down your account. If it seems unlikely also, you know, those are also good warning signs, because I have seen some spam emails and such that are well-grammared, but they just... If it hits you in the back of your head and you're like, that doesn't sound right, I don't think my PayPal account's getting shut down, then listen to that little voice in the back of your head.
Yeah. I got to tell you, just, you know, speaking of phones, it sure seems like in the last, I'm going to say, certainly the last year and maybe even the last 18 months, I sure get far more spam texts and just kind of spam phone calls than I ever have. It sure seems to be ramping up in terms of just somehow people are getting my cell number. And I don't know if you guys are experiencing the same thing, but boy, I sure notice it. And I find myself looking up phone numbers when I don't recognize a phone number that calls me, and I look it up and just, you know, you kind of online and see what other people are saying. I don't recall, let's say, over 2 years ago, having much of that. But, boy, I should get a lot of it now.
It's really frequent, and I'm lucky because I still have the phone number left over from my Dolby days up in San Francisco. And most of those calls originate from your own area code. And since I barely know anybody in the 415 anymore, I don't know anybody who can afford to live in the 415.
Right.
You know, I basically know if it's from 415, I don't answer it. And I get several a day, and the phone rings. I look at it, I'm like, nope, not going to answer. And you know what? If it's legit, they'll call me. They'll leave me a message or something.
Yeah, and I notice not only from the same area code, but I notice from the same prefix, the same first three numbers of my cell phone. So I'll get I still have a cell phone number from a company that I used to work at. So, and we all had kind of the same prefix, the first three numbers, not only the area code. Lots of people that worked with me at that company still have that same number. And so they'll spoof that first three numbers. But I see it so much now, I know it's not likely somebody I know or knew, and so I ignore it. But it's getting far more sophisticated in their attempt to call me. And the latest scam I seem to be getting is there's somebody wanting to talk about my student loan. And I paid my student loan off 20 years ago. So I don't have a student loan anymore. Long since paid off. But some people, that's kind of the spam, the scam or the spam that I'm getting lately. So we all have to be vigilant. But I sure see the frequency increasing. And it's a bummer, you know, because that, especially in the early days of cell phones, nobody had your numbers. So you could always just pick it up and say hello, and it'd be somebody that was trying to reach out to you, but no longer. So it's the way of the world, right?
I'm amazed that it works, though. I'm amazed that enough people pick it up and respond that it becomes profitable. I mean, I have picked up the phone a couple of times, and as soon as I realize that it's a spam call, I just immediately hang up.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But it's a numbers game, presumably. You know, they
guess.
Yeah, that if you make 100,000 calls, you're going to get 15 people or whatever the number is that will participate in whatever it is you're scamming. So
yeah, it's sort of like, you know, those guys who like go to bars and like hit on every woman in the bar, kind of figuring out eventually someone's going to say yes.
That's the numbers game. And on that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We've got Brent Butterworth on the show talking tech. We are coming right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Edshard, Brent Butterworth from The Wire Cutter is here. He's the editor of Soundstage Solo as well. I happen to be also, again, looking online and saw that looks like Amazon. Were you a fan of the Lord of the Rings movies, Brent?
Yeah, I got the job done.
Got the job?
They entertained me.
Damning with faint praise.
They were fine.
But anyway, interestingly enough, so Amazon, it looks like they're spending a ton of money. The number I saw was around $1 billion to bring in not only a prequel series on Amazon, but also a multiplayer game on Amazon. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. But, you know, what we're seeing, of course, is the heating up of this, you know, subscription services for games now, of course, and also for television. So at our house, we are an HBO, Netflix, Hulu house. What are you at your house, Brent?
I am an Amazon Prime and Hulu house because Hulu I get free when because I subscribe to Spotify.
Oh, there you go. As you know, it's going to be Disney Plus is coming out, and we just found out that it's at the end of the year. Cody Castleberry, who's our producer and engineer, and who has young children, he is going to be all over that. And that's coming out November 12th, Cody, you said?
Yeah, on the 12th.
November 12th. We also have some unnamed service from AT&T coming out later on in the year. AT&T, of course, owns Warner Brothers now. We have is it going to be called, is the Apple service? I think there is a name for Apple's subscription TV service.
It's just Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus, I believe it is. And that's coming out sometime this year, allegedly. You know, are you going to be motivated, Brent, to add to that? Or do you have – is that capped if it's your house?
Honestly, I'm not a, you know, finish dinner and watch TV guy. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I kind of have what I have because I'm on Amazon Prime anyway.
Yes.
And I get Hulu for free because of Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So I – didn't really choose either of my services. And I'm also finding, you know, on the Roku stick, there's so much more you can get on there. You know, you can get like the NBC Nightly News and stuff on there. You can get a lot of stuff on there for free. And I'm not really looking for more stuff. I'm thrilled if I get on, you know, I get on Hulu. There's lots of stuff I haven't seen on Hulu. And, you know, maybe I'll go back to Netflix at some point. Maybe somebody will hound me into going back to Netflix. I have friends who are like, oh, you got to watch blah, blah, whatever. Really, honestly, I can kind of come and go with this stuff. And it doesn't really, you know, how many more superhero vehicles do I need to see at this point? I'm 57 years old, man. I've kind of seen all the TV shows. They're all repeats. Even if they're new, they're still all repeats to me because it's something it's... You know, I've already seen everything, I feel like.
Well, it really, though, as someone who's worked in the entertainment business for a long time, it's the golden age of television right now. The stuff that is out there that's good, and it's really hard. There's so much good stuff. There's just not enough in the day. And you read the trades here in L.A., and every soundstage is filled up, and you cannot get soundstage production time because there's so many different shows, and this is because of the Netflix and Amazons of the world and the new players coming in, that it's just everybody is making content, and there's so much great content out there, but just not enough time. And now we've got probably more stuff coming out with Disney, with Warner Brothers, with whomever. There's not enough hours in the day. And like you said, even if you just look on the Roku stick, they do a really good job of a lot of stuff from around the world and a lot of other content that you don't have to pay for. So we are spoiled at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, and I've got so many things I want to watch that friends have recommended that, you know, maybe I'll watch a few episodes, maybe I'll fall in love with it, who knows. But it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's sort of like Spotify. It's like there's just more music already on there than you could ever listen to in a lifetime. And more music you'd like. I mean, there's just so much jazz stuff I can't listen to, not to mention rock bands and all sorts of – and classical. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So this is a wonderful thing, and I'm not complaining at all. But I haven't really been a big TV watcher since I was a kid. So
now you are.
Now I am. You know, when I went to college, back in my day, hardly any kids had TVs in their dorm room because nobody could afford them.
Yeah.
It's weird to think about that now when TVs are practically free.
It has changed dramatically. On that note, we do need to wrap it up. So I want to thank Brent. Thanks for having come on the show. We got to do it again real soon.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You know, I'm always game to be on the show. Always enjoy it.
Appreciate that. And big thanks to Cody Castleberry. He, of course, is the producer and engineer of our show. Without him, it would not happen. And also thanks to Radio America. They bring us out to all the terrestrial stations around the country. Mike Paradiso and Jenny Dietas, big thanks to them. If you want to go back and revisit some old episodes, do so. We, of course, are on Apple iTunes, where I get mine, and everywhere else. I want to thank everyone for listening. On behalf of Pop Tech Radio, thanks for tuning in to us today. We will be back next week. So for Popular Technology Radio, I'm Mike Etchart. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Markets with limited availability.